you often see symptoms of low testosterone being guys that are overweight. They might have, you know, balding hair. They might be a higher voice. All these type of things may be true. But also on the other side, if it's too high and you're not careful, you can also face negative consequences. We, meaning you and myself, my friends, we need to understand the truth, and that if you are not able to put this productive energy, which is not evil. Anybody who tells you that sex is bad, I would immediately take what they say with a grain of salt, if not cut it out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to discuss the truth about testosterone. We're going to talk about NOFAP. We're going to talk about semen retention. We're going to discuss just how valuable it is that you stay disciplined sexually. So we're going to really break this down, because as someone who's been on semen retention for a while now, I've been doing it for a couple months. I'm here to tell you guys, it is one of the hardest things you can ever do. And the reason I think we should talk about this is because a lot of people can just say that, oh, well, there's this so-called scientific benefit over here and over there, you know, it could help you with your gains in the gym, it could do this, it could, you know, and that's all well and good. But I think we need to discuss this a little bit differently, from a different angle. Reason being that when we talk about the truth about testosterone, what I mean is a lot of men would be forgiven for thinking that their testosterone is almost like a disease. It's something that is almost an annoyance. And I mean that in the sense that when we're young, we often have it in excess, and oftentimes it gets in our way. Whether it's we want to pursue women, whether it's we get distracted by our natural desire to pursue sexual encounters. And one of my favorite authors, Napoleon Hill, he really talks about this topic in great detail, and what he discussed that changed my life forever, and some of you might know him and know what I'm about to say, is this idea of sexual transmutation. This whole idea stems from his book of Outwitting the Devil and the book of Think and Grow Rich. But the whole concept, and I talked about this in my book, Biblical Bachelor, as well, that if you took half the energy that you use in the pursuit of sex, you will never know poverty. Now, that might be a brass statement. Might be something that you would never expect to hear, much less believe. But I'm here to tell you, life is full of phases, and to get what you want, you need to sacrifice. You know, my life has not been super long thus far. You could tell by the fact that I'm in my about mid-20s. But when you look at the fact that life is full of phases, I've been through multiple of them. And through all of them, there's been ups and downs. And arguably, this is one of the first ones that I've really signed up for. And I've seen through, despite the fact that a lot of people, even the guys I really respect, they don't think it's a good idea. They tell me that I'm wasting my time trying to do this because I could be using my time and my energy in better places. And so when we get to testosterone is a hormone in men that's a lot stronger in men than it is in women, but it could be a great strength towards men, but it could also be a serum that leads to self-destruction. A lot of times in our younger years, we throw them away in our pursuit of expressing ourselves and sexually, instead of using that energy to achieve great heights and do things that no one else has done or that few people have dared to try. And we often lead it to have us to run game. Or we look up on the internet what women like and how to appeal to them. Or we look up how we can pick up chicks at the club. Or we can go to bars and pick up women. A lot of dudes will do these things, and there's no shame in that per se. Or they'll develop an addiction to online adult entertainment. And this, I'm going to throw morality out the window, and I'll tell you why. Because morality is often used as a stick to beat down on people under just circumstantial evidence, number one. And number two, it's often made the world a worse place. And number three, I don't want morality to lead you to feeling bad and shameful, because that is not the goal here. The goal is to understand that you must define what it is that you want. What do you want in your life? Do you want to achieve a certain level of income? Do you want to associate with certain people? Or do you want to achieve a certain position at a job or in a sports team? Or it could be anything. But it has to be something that you want, not something that other people have told you to want, not something other people say you might be good at. No, I'm talking about things that you actually enjoy. Throughout my life, my friends, I'll be honest with you, I've spent time doing things that other people thought I'd be good at, that I thought other people would thought were cool, that other people I thought would respect me if I was good at, when in fact, I didn't really enjoy playing a lot of basketball. I didn't enjoy playing a lot of, well, I enjoyed volleyball, but I didn't always enjoy the amount of stress and pressure it put on me. I didn't always enjoy doing the things I did, but I did them because I wanted other people to think I was a jock, that I was cool. I wanted other people to think I was athletic and desirable. I wanted other people to think of me in a certain way. And in doing so, I lost valuable time to work towards things I wanted, that I thought were cool, that I wanted to endeavor, but I didn't do it because I was afraid. And I don't want you to go down that path. I don't want you to go down the path of pleasing other people who you'll probably not even see in 5 years from now. Even 1-2 years from now, they might not even be in your life. And yet you are putting your dream life on hold for them. Why? Answer, because you want them to value you. And in doing so, you rob yourself of opportunity. You rob yourself of challenging yourself. And so when we get into this idea of your hormones and testosterone, you want to maximize your testosterone so that you can use it in a productive way. You often see symptoms of low testosterone being guys that are overweight. They might have, you know, balding hair. They might be a higher voice. All these type of things may be true. But also on the other side, if it's too high and you're not careful, you can also face negative consequences. We, meaning you and myself, my friends, we need to understand the truth, and that if you are not able to put this productive energy, which is not evil, anybody who tells you that sex is bad, I would immediately take what they say with a grain of salt, if not cut it out. Reason being, they're trying to control you. And one of the best ways that women will control you is through your through the head south of the equator, not the one up here, because up here, you're more logical. Down there, no. That's where logic goes to die. That's where we often make the most short-sighted yet long-term damaging choices in our lives. And I'm not here to tell you that if you are not on monk mode or semen retention that you're failing. No. Arguably, it could be still a success if you are able to not let your pursuit of sex sabotage your overall desire for success. Success is defined, according to my definition, what I've read, the active pursuit of a worthy goal. Do you have worthy goals in your life? Do you have aspirations? Because getting laid, not an aspiration. Getting hoes, not an aspiration. Having people think you're cool, not an aspiration. I'm talking about, do you know how much money, for example, me, I want to make $1 billion. I don't just say that, I actively work towards it every day with my work ethic. Not because I want to just be Scrooge McDuck and live up in a mansion, but because I want to build an empire. What do you want to do? Do you want to do something worthy of accomplishment, or do you want just another average existence of another schmuck? If that's what you, I'm not insulting you if you're trying to be average. If that's what you want, as long as it is what you want, you can use your testosterone as a tool to drive you forward. And it's no more difficult than learning how to drive a car or ride a bicycle. But yet people make it complicated. They want to see success now. That's one of the downsides of testosterone, is you want everything now. You want to make $1 million a year now. You want that hot chick now. You want to have people's respect and admiration now. You want to have your end result be here, present now. You don't want to be patient. You don't want to play a long game. You want to be dangerous and edgy, but you don't want to pursue the fulfillment instead of the excitement that could be at your disposal. This is what we must learn. We must not put ourselves in a position to where our hormones are harming us or they're putting us at risk of making bad choices. Self-discipline is one of the fruit of the spirit for a reason. And I'm not a Bible thumper by any means, but we need to have a serious conversation about why a lot of religions preach this idea of self-control, self-discipline. And the reason is because if you don't control yourself, if you're not in control, if you don't have discipline, you're not going to be able to selectively, tactfully make very difficult choices to get you to where you want to go. And a lot of us, we spend 10 years doing something when if we had focused, what we could have done in 1 year, 5 years even. How many of us have been in school, whether it's middle school, high school, college, and we were trying to do homework while listening to music, watching a TV show, texting our friends, being on Instagram, whatever, right? We're trying to do multiple different things instead of just focusing on that one thing, which is getting that paper done or getting that worksheet done. And in doing so, it took us 2 hours to do what we could have done in 20 minutes if we had just sat down, knocked it out. In the same way that a lot of people could spend 20 years doing what they could have done in 10, in 12. Why? Because they spent that time going through a marriage and a divorce. They spent that time chasing women. They spent that time broke dating. They spent that time doing things that were short term that led them to a dead end instead of to the freeway where they could cruise and go down at high speed. And if you are in that position, I'm not here to ridicule you or tell you you're no good or feel guilty. No. I want you to succeed. I want you to become the man, to become the master of your life. I want you to achieve prosperity that God promises. And I'm not a prosperity gospel guy, but God helps people who help themselves in the same way that people will only feed mouths that are open. If you do not go out there and pursue, you don't take risk, then you can't expect a reward. You can't expect people to acknowledge your fight if you are not doing anything but hanging out at the inn. If you're not on the journey, you're not going to learn anything new. You're not going to go out there and see new things, make new allies. You're going to be at the pub, getting drunk, doing dumb things, not paying attention, missing out on opportunity cost that will only compound. Albert Einstein once said that there are two kinds of people. Allegedly, he said this. I don't know if it's true. But allegedly, he said that there are two types of people, those who pay compound interest and those who earn it. And the question is, what do you want to be? You going to let your hormones get in your way and cause you to pay compound interest? Or are you going to become the bank and are you going to make that compound interest work for you? The question is a tough one, but the answer is yours. And the only one who can make that choice is you. And financial freedom is a huge part of the biblical bachelor lifestyle. And if you don't have financial freedom, then life becomes more difficult, becomes harder, becomes less enjoyable when you're struggling for cash. And the only way you're going to move past that is if you stop broke dating, you stop dealing with struggle bitches, you stop hanging out with broke dudes, you stop trying to get things for free, and instead you focus your energy, your attention, your time, your money that you have, you put all of it towards your desire for financial freedom, for your desire to be better than the average person, to be the best there ever was. That is what you have to do if you want to even have a chance of being the best. But if you don't, well, then you can go be average, but don't sit there being like the I could have made the league guy, but my ankle went out ass dude. And instead, own the fact that you accepted mediocrity. You emptied out your seed and you didn't water it. You didn't take care of it. You didn't yield the cash crops. You let the weeds grow. My friends, let me know what you have to say about the failures you've had, about the hard lessons you've had, that maybe your schmendrick has gotten you into some serious trouble. Let me know how it's affected you and what strategies you have to overcome them. These are all things that could save other men's life and that could give you clarity and could help you voice these very difficult realities that a lot of other men, or maybe your kids, maybe your nephew, maybe whoever, doesn't want to hear it. But there are men out there like me and other guys in this community who would love to hear about that. They would love to know strategies that you learned the hard way, or maybe you learned the easy way, that have worked for you. We would love to hear all of it. In the meantime, my friends, feel free to exchange notes in the comments. Share your thoughts. If you like the video, you know what to do. In the meantime, think for yourself about everything you've heard and decide for yourself how you want to approach it. Take care. I'm out. Peace.